dear friend Leon Sotelo from Las Vegas, Nevada, is here with us today. And normally we have a time of praise and worship beforehand, but I just really felt like today, maybe it's because I'm just so tired, but I really felt like I wanted to, I love Leon. We only usually get him here once a year, and I just really felt that we need to just give him the whole hour and a half. Let him tell he's not very popular around here. It's just such a thrill to have him here. He was here to help celebrate my daughter's wedding, and just a great time together we had with them. And I'm so honored to have him here today. When I first heard Leon, it was, oh my goodness, back in the 80s, and he came to Rockford to perform at the Metro Center. And I remember the fire marshal putting up signs. They were, not one more person could come into Metro Center, because I think it was 8,000 people had reached their limit. And he did it without any band, just himself, packed that place. And little did I know that many years down the line, we would become friends. And I so treasure my friendship with Leon and Renee. He's one of my all-time favorites, has the smoothest voice in gospel music. He really does. And anyhow, I remember when I got the phone call from Renee years ago, and she said that Pastor Keith Leon's going to be in town at the Get Motivated seminar with Rudy Giuliani and all those people, and he wants to come and meet you and come to your church. And I said, we don't even have a Wednesday night service. And she's like, well, could you get some folks together? And I said, well, I suppose. And I tell you what, we fell in love in the beginning with this couple. They are so wonderful. And it's just such an honor to have Leon here today to share with us at Grace Family Church. So I just want to invite you to kick back and enjoy yourself. Put on your dancing shoes. We're going to have fun today. I want you to give a warm Rockford, Illinois welcome to my dear friend, Mr. Leon Sotelo.
This is the sea. clients yet.
Grand puppies.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there's none like you.
Israeli, even if it's not a season.
Oh,
Just like that yesterday. It lasted for about 45 minutes. Nobody got bored. They had a beautiful, from the beginning of both of their lives just till now. It just was beautiful. So I'm just enraptured in that day yesterday. And so today I hope this will be something that you will feel the same way. The Christ is just wrapping his arms around you. All the stuff that you're going through, that you know that he's got you. He's got you. If God has made your mama, your daddy a promise concerning you, he's going to fulfill it. And I had this happen to me because my mom and dad were praying. As soon as I came out, when I'm being held in their arms, they're praying, God, use this seed, use this boy for your glory. And I remember when I was 5 years old, they put me on top of a box and they had me sing this song. I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't even know what the song meant.
So what I'm going to do halfway this song, I'm going to have you come, some of you to come up and join me, and we're going to do like a little dance like this. Have you come hook on the back of me like this. We're just going to go trail. Those of you that got nerve to do it. So pass the key.
Mercy and grace have been given to you. Special, special gifts are inside of you, David. There is no one like you. The day that you were born, you were super special too. Cause you are kind of curious at what you said at the end to this grand baby. Inside will get you back up on your feet. No such thing as defeat. You must reach for the sky. With the dreams that you fly. It's your time to take wings and fly. You must reach.
necessary.
Of Detroit down to Houston.
You
able to say, God is faithful. Turn your neighbor on the other side and say, God is faithful. And we are under His protection. So I was 14, and I was in San Francisco having a great time with my life, and we decided to go down to the marina and watch the fireworks. Oh, beautiful night. Woo, the water and the fireworks, it almost looked like two fireworks were going off at the same time. Just beautiful. So the fireworks are over, and me and my friend decided we would take rocks and the little flat ones and throw them across the water. Oh, we try to see who could get the most skips on the water. So I throw mine out, skip, 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 do. Okay, you try. Skip, skip, do. Skip, 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 skip. Skip, skip. Skip, 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 skip. Skip, 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 skip. Oh, wow. I have to get me some more rocks. So I turned around, and I got a whole bunch of rocks. And at the same time, some birds took off. And I didn't even realize I was on the edge, right by the water. And I fell into the ocean. And I hadn't learned how to swim. I didn't know what. All I knew to do this. I knew that from TV. So I said, "Oh!" And so finally, I came up. Oh. And my friend, he's just cracking up. Like that seaweed in your hair. He's just cracking up. And so he finally reaches and grabs and pulls me out. And I have bruises on both sides of my hands, and they're bleeding. I said, wow, where'd they come from? He said, you fell exactly in between two rocks. I said, you're kidding. He said, look, if you've been a little bit this way, a little bit that way, you'd be out of here. And he's still laughing. I don't see what's so funny. And we have to go all the way home on the bus. I'm wet, I'm stinking, and I got seaweed in my hair. But my mama and my daddy were praying people. And they said, God, we dedicate this son to you. And we feel that you're telling us that he's going to be used for your glory. So, I slid out of that. Thank God, I slid out of that. Okay, I want you to turn to Psalms 91. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is faithful. And we are under His protection. So I'm going to read this out of the easy reading version. The older I get, the less these and thous and wherefores I can understand. So, this is just a little simple, just for my brain. You can go to God Most High to hide. You can go to God All Powerful for protection. I say to the Lord, you are my place of safety, my fortress. My God, I trust you. God will save you from hidden dangers and from deadly diseases. You can go to Him for protection. He will cover you like a bird spreading its wings over its babies. You can trust Him to surround and protect you like a shield. You will have nothing to fear at night and no need to be afraid of enemy arrows during the day. You will have no fear of diseases that come in the dark or terrible suffering that comes at noon. 1,000 people may fall dead at your side, or 10,000 right beside you, but nothing bad will happen to you. All you have to do is watch, and you will see that the wicked are punished. You trust in the Lord for protection. You have made God Most High your place of safety, so nothing bad will happen to you. No disease will come near your home. He will command his angels to protect you wherever you go. Their hands will catch you so that you will not hit your foot on a rock. You will have power to trample on lions and poisonous snakes. I'm seeing Pastor right now getting bitten by the spider. I'm seeing him rise above it. Hey, the Lord says, if someone trusts me, I will save them. I will protect my followers who call to me for help. When my followers call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them when they are in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will give my followers a long life and show them my power to save. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, we are under his protection. So, your pastor has got a piano story. That is a miraculous story. He told me this story some while ago, and I was just blown away that he was able to get this piano, just miraculously. And something similar happened to me because God is faithful.
Amen.
If he's called you into something, he's going to find ways to have something show up on your sides just to kind of show you that you're going in the right direction. Sometimes the sides leave you, and you just have to trust God. The next thing you know, here the sides come up, showing up again. And I think when these pianos show up, they're like the sides. And if you go in this room back here, this brother got a lot of sides. Yeah, there's another studio. But what happened to me? A lot of you know I was the lead vocalist with Santana, right? So now the Lord is calling me into ministry. I get out of the ministry, and I knew that I was supposed to do something. I just didn't know what. I didn't know if it had to do with music. I didn't know if the way I'm supposed to talk was like this. You know, I'm supposed to speak that way, and I'm supposed to put on a suit and have a tie and speak like that as a girl. And the glory. I didn't know if I was supposed to talk like that, or if I was just supposed to be Leon. I didn't know if being saved meant you have to change your personality.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have to switch up. And the Lord said, no, you, I made you like that.
I made other people to talk like that. You don't come off coming, you don't sound that good sounding like that. So you
just be you. So I said, okay, Lord, I'll just be me. I said, well, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? He said, well, I want you to go out and do ministry. And just like Pastor just got through telling me, I knew that the piano was going to be closely related to whatever I do. And I met David Rubinson. David Rubinson was our manager and producer when we did a lot of the Santana stuff. Him and Bill Graham kind of worked together. And so I met him on the corner one day. I came to a stoplight, and there he was. I said, David. I said, what's up? How you doing, man? He said, good. He said, Leon, have you seen that new piano? I said, which one? He said, it's called the CP70. I said, really? I said, what does it look like? He said, oh, you got to go see it. He said, right down the street, a couple of blocks, there's a music store. Got to go and see it. So I went down to the music store. I said, oh, wow. And it was like a piano. But like, say, this piano here, it kind of looked like this one, a lot smaller. But every string had a microphone pickup. So it wasn't like sometimes you have to put a mic out here somewhere and it just has to catch all of the different sounds that come out. But this piano had like a pickup, like having a microphone on each string. So the sound of it was just tremendous. It was heavy like heck, but it was a really nice piano. So I said, well, Lord, I really want this piano, but it's $4,000. I just got out of Santana. I'm broke now. I said, until my next, check comes or whatever. And he said, well, why don't you just go ask somebody to give it to you, give it to the ministry. I said, great idea. So I went down to Yamaha. and down in L.A. And I said, you know, you guys, I said, you know who I am? He said, oh, yeah, we've seen you on TV, we've seen you on the album, going to Santana. I said, yeah, I'm Santana. I said, guess what? I left the group. He said, you did. What are you doing now? I'm in ministry. I said, okay. I said, yeah. I said, how would you guys like to donate the piano to my ministry? They laughed me out of the place, man. So I went down to the next place. I still, God is faithful. I believe it. He's got me, you know. I go down to the next place. I said, I just left Santana. I'm going into ministry, and God's going to use me for his glory. Would you like to give me the piano? They laughed me out of that place, man. I went to so many places. I was like, my God, you told me to go ask people. So the very last place I went to was in San Jose. I was living in Santa Cruz at the time. So I went to this last place, and I went there. I said, guess what? I left the Santana group. Praise God. I went to ministry for Jesus. Would you like to give me the piano? And the guy said, let me think about it over the weekend. I said, wow, I haven't heard that before. I said, wow. I was so excited. That whole weekend, man, I could hardly sleep. It's like I stayed up the whole weekend. Monday came. I couldn't wait to go over Highway 17 down from Santa Cruz into San Jose. And I called the guy and said, can I come over now? He said, yeah, you can come and we can talk. I said, oh, great. I got over this felt like an hour drive. I got there in about 30 minutes. So I ran and got in there and gave him a, hi, how you doing? I gave him the biggest hug. How you doing? Good as hell. He said, good to see you too.
He said, Leon, I just wanted to tell you about something.
Now, see what had happened during this time. All this time I had started to accumulate some money, like $100 a year, $50 a year, $25 a year. I had about $1,500 in the bank. And in the 80s, that was a lot of money, $1,500 in the bank. So I was thinking, well, somebody going to have some problems, they're going to get sick, so I'm going to need something, somebody's refrigerator going to blow up, and I'm going to have to pay for it. So that's what I'm thinking. So I got the money in there. So I sit down with the guy, and I said, well, look, did you think about it over the weekend? He said, yeah, I thought about it over the weekend. I said, well, what do you think? He said, well, Leon, he said, that piano, you know, is $4,000. I said, yeah, I know it's $4,000. He said, but I've waited probably 8 months, because I knew it was a new item. I've waited 8 months for this piano to show up so I can sell it. He said, but what I'm going to do, if you'd like to, I will sell it to you for the same price that I bought it for. Wholesale, so I'm not going to make a dime on it. I said, well, how much is that? He said, $1,500. Thank you, Lord. And so I couldn't wait for that. But at last, I had more money in the bank out there. But it was just beautiful to see. And I have taken that piano off from those days all over the place. First place I took it was Israel. We went over and did something for Prime Minister Begin. I think I was just getting ordained at the time. So I had to sing for Prime Minister Begin over there in Israel. So I took the piano. And it's just, from then on, I've just used it for his glory. So I'm just saying to you, God is faithful. Amen. If he says he's going to do something for you, sometimes you just have to trust. Like I said, sometimes when those sides are not there. You know, when you go bowling, I love it when those things are in the gutter. I know I'm going to knock something down. You know, so sometimes those gutters of faith, they may just go gutter things in there. They're just your faith. You just have to believe that God is going to let that ball release and get to those pins. Whatever he has promised you is going to happen. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is faithful. And we are under his protection. Okay, so a lot of times you wonder, what about timing, Lord? You know, I'm praying about certain things, and I don't know if the timing, if I'm praying, is it going to happen right on time? Yes. Well, I had that experience on Friday. Me and my wife were on our way here to come and be with you wonderful people and to be with Pastor and his wife and Michelle and Francisco. You know, we knew it was going to be fantastic.
fantastic event. I had to be here for rehearsal. Had to be. And so we had a plane set, leaving Las Vegas at 7 a.m. So we get there an hour and a half ahead of time. We're standing in line. And somehow, because I've flown so much, I'm a million-mile flyer on American Airlines. So they give us a special preferred line to be in. But this day, there were so many people. It's like everybody was coming to Chicago. I said, where all these people come from? I said, I'm here an hour ahead, and still all these people are here. So it's like from here to the door is where the line was. So by the time in my special line, by the time I get to the teller, she says, well, you know, you're 10 minutes late. I said, 10 minutes late for what? She said, well, we can't get your bags on now. I said, well, can I still go and you send the bags later? She said, oh, no, you have to fly with your bags. I said, well, okay, if it's just the bags, you go look at them, and I ain't got no bombs, nothing. Did you say bombs? I said, no, I didn't say bombs. I said, there is not any. So I went through this whole procedure with her. She said, hold on a second, let me go and get the supervisor. So she went and got the supervisor. The supervisor said, I'm seeing the supervisor. She just went online. I said, hey, over here. Oh, we got to catch the flight. I got to be at a wedding. And I almost lied. I almost told him that I was preaching. But I didn't say it. I was so close to saying it. And I'm never going to help me get on the plane. I was very close to telling the little. The Lord put me in check. I said, no, if it's going to be for my glory, you got to just say it real. So anyway, I just said, come on. So 5 minutes, she took 5 minutes to come to us. And she said the same thing as the teller said.
She said, well, you know, you're 15 minutes late now.
I said, well, I was on 10 minutes before you took 5 minutes out of my time. So anyway, I kept my composure the whole time. I was just praising God. I said, whatever your timing is on this thing, Lord, I know you got me. So, long story short, they bumped us to the 10 o'clock, which got us here at 4-ish. And I knew coming that traffic from Chicago come here, I'm going to probably be at 7 or something. I'm going to miss the rehearsal. So, anyway, we're standing in line, 9:30, and they put us on standby. Oh. Of all things, we got a ticket. We didn't pay a lot of money for that ticket. And I said, you got to honor this money we spent for this ticket. You can't just kick us off the flight. What do you mean stand by? So we're standing there in line, 9:30. 9:35. 9:40. They calling everybody's name but mine. Pastor gets on the phone with AA.
Shooting
it out. I didn't even see this, but he's all this is going on behind the scenes. He said, you know what y'all got to do? Y'all got to get my friends on this plane. Salve. He talked to them, and he even told me, he texted me, just about the time like they were getting ready to close the door. That's what it looked like to me. And he texted, he said, Leon, they have assured me that they, as you guys, are going to be on the flight. He said, not only that, I have taken out extra insurance. I took out extra insurance. We got the ticket. Just in case something like this may happen. Snap, snap, snap. I said, well, pastor. And there's something about that. It was so uplifting to him. They still ain't called my name yet. But it was really uplifting to hear that he knew that something good was going to happen for us. Then the next thing I heard, right after I read his text.
Patillo, party two. Come to the podium.
Now I'm already thinking, are we the last ones on the plane? I had some of the best seats.
The wedding.
Huh?
I told him you was preaching.
Oh, really? See how honest your pastor is? See? That honesty cancels out the lie. That's how you do it, baby. That's how you roll. That's how you roll. And you know what? I thought we were going to be at the back of the plane. We had better seats than the ones I booked on the 7 o'clock flight. So God is faithful. While we don't even know what's going on behind the scenes. That's what God will do. He's poking the angels. I bet you the angels don't even want to get nowhere near him when he knows he's getting ready to do something to complete something he told him he's going to do. Because as soon as this happens, you go, ha! Then I tell you that don't happen. So as soon as it happens, I'm sure the angels are backing up. I bet you a bunch of sore ribbed angels in heaven. We get there, we'll see a whole bunch of angels like this.
Oh, that's your promise, man. That's the promise, God. No, I don't want to walk like this. That's God's promise. That's okay.
Turn to your neighbor and say,
God
is faithful. And we are under His protection. Last one. A lot of times we're praying for family members and we're wondering, is God going to answer that prayer for that family member, for that special friend, or that one that you know he's got his eyes on, he's got his sights on, it's a little bit out there, but you know God is able. So what happened to us, we have six kids, and my middle son, Dewey, has just been resisting. And we had a church a while back in Long Beach, where my wife comes from. And we were at the Queen Mary. That's where we used to meet, on the Queen Mary ship, which is really a nice spot for church. Because me and Renee met on a cruise. So I said, if I ever have a church, I want my church cruising. So that's what we ended up being. But anyway, for 2 years, Dewey used to set up the equipment on the ship. And so I thought one of those times when I get the altar call at the end, he'd raise his hand and say, yes, Dad, you know, finally, I'm getting saved. Never happened. So his other brother, Gabriel, plays with Toby Mack. He's been with Toby since Toby started. And he plays drums and he raps and he sings and he does a lot of Toby's business on the side. But I told him, I said, that gig may work, you know, cancel out on you someday and you need to do something else. So I got him singing in the group and I got him doing administration stuff for Toby. So anyway, but it's working out really good. So anyway, I told Dewey, I said, Toby and your brother are getting ready to go play over here at Angel Stadium over here in Orange County. I said, I want you to come. Have you seen your brother play? No, I haven't seen him play, Dad. So you got to come and see him play. So he came, and we brought a whole bunch of friends with us. And man, the house was just, whoo, the house was rocking. Y'all, all Toby, I don't know if y'all, but he's up here. Y'all got to go to him on the 30th. Tell your kids, your grandkids, go up and see Toby because they won't be up here on the 30th in Chicago. But man, their whole place was just rocking. So at the end, Greg Glory came up and gave a message and gave an altar call. And I just knew myself after all seeing his brother and being in that message to Greg right up his street. And Dewey didn't move. I said, oh, man. And I didn't want to turn around and say, hey, you want to go down? You know, because, you know, we had friends and stuff. I didn't want to embarrass him. So what I did, I took out my phone and I texted. I said, hey, if you want to go down, Pop will go down with you. Send. And he did. He's got his phone out. He said, okay, Pop, let's go. So he got up, went all the way down. He was the last one, because we was way up at the top. And we was the last one on the field. We just kind of, you know, yawned and wiping tears. Renee is losing it, man. I'm looking back at her. She's just losing it. So we get down with the last one on the field, and they give him a Bible and everything. And all this time, he was in the Navy. When I got out of the Navy, he did jet engines in the Navy. And he really wanted to work for NASA. That was his big deal. And it's funny, before this time, he'd been sending letters. NASA never gave him the time of day. And they always want these military guys, as soon as they get out of the Navy or any kind of military, they snatch them up. But for some reason, Dewey never got a call. Funny thing happens. After he gives his life to the Lord on Sunday, guess who calls on Monday morning at 9 o'clock? NASA! Oh, man, it was just because of all the day. And they didn't even ask him to come in for an interview. He just showed up. They told him how much he's going to make. They said, you're going to start next week. Just like that. So God, as we see, all kind of stuff is happening behind the scenes. You ain't seeing it out here now. You don't know. You know God is faithful. But you know, you stepping into some things that you go, well, Lord, I know you told me to do this. Yeah, I know you told me to do this, but I ain't seeing no sign. ain't getting no bumpers in my on the bowling alley. You know, nothing's happening. I'm stepping out here in faith. But I'm telling you, God is faithful. His time is perfect. Somebody you're praying for, God is going to, he's hearing your prayers. I believe, this is just my belief, but I believe when we pray, God has got a big old bucket up in heaven. All them prayers go into that bucket. And I think at the right time, his time, he kicks that bucket open and just lets all the prayers drip onto us. And when it comes, it's like soothing. For those of us that are praying, we just go, wow, we knew it was going to happen. Wow. I didn't know he's going to get that saved. He's preaching at me now. Wow. So I'm just saying, God is faithful. You don't ever have to worry. Once you put your hand in his hand, he's got you. He's got you. Now, I'm not saying that the scripture we just read sounds like you'll never have any problems. Never going through any hard times. You never had those sickness that ever come to you. No, it's, and a lot of the writers are saying, when you look at the commentaries, a lot of the writers are saying that was specifically, they was writing that specifically, it was prophetic. This is what the enemy spoke to Jesus in the desert. So it's more for him. But man, if it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. Right. Yeah. You know, I'll just take that. Thank you very much. Yeah. So, but I'm just saying, God has got ways. Even if you fall into a pit, I have always seen this in my head, that even if you've got a big, long shaft and you're falling all the way down, the walls align with God's hands. He's got some long fingers, man. He's got some long fingers. I don't care how far you go down, his hands are surrounding that pit. I don't care how high you go. Sometimes that's when you start tripping, when you get up that. But his hands are still there too. Yeah. If you want to call on him, if you don't think that your money and your possessions are all that, the hands of God are still there.
That's right.
To come and hold you and even guide you in those times. So I'm saying, look at your neighbor and say, God is faithful. He protects me in all of my ways. Tell him, Jesus, I love you and I thank you for never giving up on me. Even when I walk away and go a different direction, you find a way to find me. In fact, you never leave me. You are always there. I can always trust you. Because you are faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. I'll take. Oh,
Some of you are saying right now, Lord, I need to take a step. I've been hanging on this fence too long. Even said it's better to be cold. I want you hot. Don't get on that fence. That fence doesn't work. That's just lukewarm. So the Lord is asking you today to become hot for Him. Trust Him again. Give Him your talents. Give Him your gifting. Trust Him as you pray for that loved one that you think will never get saved. But you know what? That bucket is holding those prayers. You never know the day or the hour. The Lord is going to kick open that bucket and just pour all those prayers down. Lord, we have faith. We have faith, even in our situation right now. And Lord, you can come through for us just at the right time. Because you're God. You're the God that spoke this universe into being. It was just a black, black, dark place. You said, let there be light. Lord, you're the same God. I told Moses, stick out your stick. I'm going to open up the ocean so that my people can walk through. The blast of your nostrils. The ocean opened up. No one had ever heard of anything like that. But that's the kind of God that we serve. We think our problems are so hard. We think He can't do it. God can do it. God is faithful. It's the same one that was with Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego as they went into the furnace. He walked around in the fire with them, but the only thing that got burnt was their bondages, the things that were holding them. That's the only thing that got burnt off. Our God is faithful. So I'm saying to you today, you can trust this God. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never turn His back on you. You may turn yours on Him, but He just shifts and comes around and keeps loving. So if you want to make a commitment today to say, Lord, I want to get off of this fence. I want to come out of being cold. I want to be hot for you. I want you to just raise your hand, wave it to me, and we're going to pray a prayer. Just do it now. Good. Good. Say your knees and raise your hand. I want everybody in the room to pray this prayer. It's a prayer of forgiveness. Here we go. Say it with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for not giving up on me. Even when I walked away, you didn't walk away. You kept loving me, kept serving me, kept offering me the blood that you shed on Calvary. So today, Lord, I ask you, come into my life, renew my faith, and from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, fill me with new life, fill me with new direction. For whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Right now, Lord, I accept that freedom. I am no longer bound to my old ways, my old habits. But Jesus has set me free. I am free. I am free. I am free. In the name of Jesus. Everybody say, amen.
wanted to hear one more song before he goes.
Oh, yeah.
He answered a lot of songs that I love. He never has sang Star of the Morning for me. That's my favorite song of the world, my brother. I remember.
You remember it?
Yeah.
You want to play it?
I can try that. Concert, and boy, I tell you, he ministered to me today. Did you enjoy it? Amen.